So do I go?
Oh, I didn't know that part.
This is worth repeating.
Okay.
This is worth repeating.
Live storytelling from Texas Public Radio.
I am from Indiana, and if you've seen the movie Hoosiers, you know that it's basically illegal not to eat, sleep, and breathe basketball. So when I moved to California, naturally, the first thing I did was to find a pickup game. And it didn't take me long to realize that there were two kinds of players in this league. The first were your old school, traditional, fundamentals oriented, knee-high socks wearing buzz cut team players. They played hard, but they played clean. They played real basketball. Now, the second kind of player was your new school, showboating, flashy player. And these guys played dirty. So there were no refs in this league, so they would foul and travel and talk all kinds of trash. It was unbearable. I once heard one of them say, if you're not cheating, you're not trying hard enough. Yeah. So this is the kind of nefarious scoundrel that we're dealing with here. I hope it's clear which kind of player I was. Spoiler alert, I was not flashy. The one time I tried a behind-the-back pass, the ball ended up somewhere in Illinois. I once got a ref blew a whistle at me for not traveling. That's how little style I have. But I do think I'm fair, and I try to follow the rules all the time. I hated going against these flashy players because it just wasn't basketball the way I understood it. But I relished the opportunity to prove that you could win without cheating. So one day, we squared off. It was all of the old school players on one side versus all of the new school players on another. It was an epic cinematic matchup of fundamentals versus flash, Hoosiers versus Hollywood. It was David versus Goliath. It was Jedis versus the Sith. It was Gryffindor versus Slytherin. Let's be honest, it was good versus evil. We come out to the court like the 1957 Hickory High Huskers. They come out to the court like the ex-convicts from the 1987 Detroit Pistons. They were ready to brawl, okay? Now, there are differing accounts as to what happened that night. But since none of those guys are here, I'll tell you the truth. The truth is, we were dismantling them. We were making plays, we were making crisp passes, we ran the picket fence on them, making open shots. It was a clinic, all right? And in retrospect, I figured out what happened. See, we took them out of their game. They saw us and they said, hey, let's play that kind of basketball, real basketball. But the problem is they didn't know how to play real basketball. They just knew how to brawl ball. So they were completely disoriented. We were up by like 10 points or something like that, and we weren't even taunting or rubbing it in. They had no way to process that. It was totally bizarre. So, in fact, we even encouraged them, like good sports should. What I found was if you're getting blown out and the other team is encouraging you, that's like pretty much the worst kind of taunting. So, I said, we shot another basket in and I said, great hustle. Yeah, and this was not good. It's something like, something clicked. All of a sudden, they were not going to play our style of basketball anymore. They went full Rodman on us. It was not pretty. Yeah, it was bad. So all of a sudden they start pushing and fouling and going crazy. It was no good. And I realized what is going on there. I mean, they're taking us out of our game. So we didn't say anything because we were up by so much. But then they hit a shot. And then they hit another shot, and then they hit another. Pretty soon, it's a ball game. And they're coming back. it's as close as you can get. It's neck and neck. And so they've taken us out of our game, and there's this guy on the other team, and he would make this obscene, obnoxious rooster sound every time they hit a shot. It was ridiculous. They would hit a shot, and he would go, "Caw-caw!" I was like, is that some sort of taunting? What is that? They would hit another shot, "Caw-caw!" It was absurd. But I figured out what it was doing, because they were taking us out of our game. And so all of a sudden, we were trying to play their kind of basketball, but we couldn't play their kind of basketball. We were the ones that were bewildered. All of a sudden, it is a tie game, 1 point to win it. Next point wins. And I said, we got the ball back somehow. I said, guys, we have to do this now. We have to win now. I don't think we're gonna make it otherwise. So we got back to fundamentals. We started passing the ball around the horn, passed it into our big guy. He pivoted, drove, and laid in a basket. We had won. But before we could celebrate, the defender said he had stepped out of bounds. Yeah. And I thought it was highly dubious after all of this fouling and traveling and cacawing that he would call someone for stepping on the bound. They got into an argument, but neither one was budging because they understood what was at stake. Basically, if our guy was in, we would have gotten the point, we would have won. Good guys prevail. Now, if he was out, we would have had to turn over the ball, and they likely would have won. Bad guys prevail. Out of the blue, the defender looked at me and said, "Hey, Eric, you're fair. Didn't he step out?" And so everyone was looking at me. And it was like one of those movie scenes where they zoom in on the guy's face and they show him mulling over this dilemma, and a bead of sweat is coming down, you know. This is one of those moment of truth scenes. It was pretty amazing. Is he going to take the easy win? Or is he going to give the ball back because he knows it's the right thing to do? So what did I do? With everything that is right and just and good in basketball and the American way on the line, did I do what's right? Heck no! I chickened out. I said, I didn't see the play. I know, it was just, And I said, let's redo it. Let's redo the play. So that's what we did. We redid it, and we played it again, gave it to our big guy, he turned. He tossed in a basket without stepping out of bounds, and we won. Now, I have to admit, there was some glory in that win that day. As far as everyone knew, the good guys won, and we proved that you don't have to cheat to be successful. But deep down, I know that has yet to be proven. I learned something that day. We won the game, but I lost something at the same time. Much more important, my innocence. I lost my honor and the truth. So let me leave you with this. You might all be facing similar dilemmas in your life, maybe in work or at school or your relationships. But I say, no matter how small you think it is, do the right thing, because on the court of life, you might lose a game if you do the right thing, but you'll gain something much more. Thank you.
Thank you so much.